This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. It's great to be with you. I have had people ask me where to begin studying the Bible. Now, some have tried to read in Genesis and try to go through the whole Bible, but they get bogged down somewhere around Exodus 26. Believe me, I can sympathize. The trend today is to ignore the Bible altogether, or even worse, just spiritualize the Bible away. And the reason people do this is because they don't understand the scriptures, and so in order to feel that they're spiritual people and they're in tune with God, they turn the Bible into a big allegory or parable. Their imagination becomes the sole rule of interpretation. Some go so far as to think that the God of the Old Testament is different than the God of the New Testament. This, however, is a very childish view of scriptures, and it's time to grow up. There is only one God, and he has never changed. Though he has dealt differently with people at different times, which we call dispensations, he is still the same God. The same God who inspired Ephesians thundered the law from Mount Sinai. It's the same God. So where's a good place to start when reading the Bible? So let me just offer a few suggestions. This might be called the ABCs of Bible study. My suggestion is begin with the Gospel of John. Now, John does not deal with any special calling in the kingdom or the body of Christ. John's purpose in writing was so that we might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing we might have life through his name. John is not concerned with presenting Christ as Israel's king or the head of the church, which is his body, but he wants to present the Word who became flesh, the Son of God and the Savior of the world. John records the works and words of the Lord Jesus to Israel, for instance, the new birth in John 3. That is, the Lord Jesus is talking to Nicodemus there in Israel. But when John comments on those words, he does not tell us that we need to be born again. He tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have aeonian life. John narrates the life of our Lord, and then he comments for us, the world, to believe. It is very possible for someone to believe this, that Christ is the Son of God, the Savior of the world, and to proceed no further. A person can believe this and have no calling in the body of Christ. He will have aeonian life, which guarantees him a resurrection during the eons. So John's gospel is the first step. Next, we have Paul's letter to the Romans. Romans teaches us how it is possible for anyone to be just with God. How is it possible for God to give aeonian life to anyone? Well, Romans 3-5 tells us the righteous basis of John 3:16. Then we have the important section of Romans 5:12-8:39. Now, this section is a prerequisite to Ephesians' truth. Ephesians 2:1 begins with the premise that Romans 6 is already true. A correct reading of Ephesians 2:1 is you being dead to your trespasses and sins. Ephesians builds upon the foundation of Romans. Now, Romans was written during the Acts period and contains teaching that was suited to that time. However, the foundations of Romans are still there today. Then we come to Ephesians. This letter tells us how we are to conform ourselves to God's purpose in this present dispensation. Ephesians must be believed before you can lawfully run the race. Ephesians presents a gospel to the believer in Christ. It offers a calling that is unknown in John or even Romans. The gospel of our salvation in Ephesians is the truth of the present dispensation. Finally, Philippians. In Ephesians, we have the hope of our calling, but in Philippians, we have the prize of our calling. In Ephesians, we have immeasurable grace. In Philippians, we run a race to obtain a prize. This is the practical living based on the teaching of Ephesians. When a man has light and refuses to walk by it, he is likely to be given to a strong delusion that he may be deceived. Holding doctrine without practice is nothing more than having a form of godliness but denying the power. Now, I hope this was helpful, and this is just a start. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.